Can I say something? This will change my life. I will prove not only to you guys, but to so many people that I am competent. I am across this. I'm not just an influencer. I'm not just a beauty blogger. I'm not just a makeup artist. And it will give me so many opportunities.
It's also about charity.
I'm here to change.
And she joins us now from Sydney. Martha, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Martha, what a journey. I feel like I've been on a roller coaster with you. Personally, my 8-year-old daughter's gutted because she was really wanted you to win, Martha.
But it's all over.
Now, what a journey for you. How was the experience? Are you positive? Are you a bit bitter? We've had a few other people who have been complaining about the edits. Do you think it was a fair edit and are you happy?
I enjoyed watching the show so much. I thought it was hilarious. I feel like it was like a grueling 3 months. How they crammed it into like a few hours, I'll never know, but that is the magic of TV. I mean, sure, I can come out and say a lot about the edit, but I'm not, because I just enjoyed watching it for what it was. I mean, maybe I was a bit of a villain and I was the meanie. That's fine. There has to always be one. But look, I really enjoyed the show, and I hope everyone else did as well.
Yeah, I did. Myself and my family loved it. Now, you were the villain, but you weren't a villain in a way it was nasty. You were just honest, and I feel you were the project manager three times or twice, and you won twice, which is huge. No. You should nearly be in the final. Ross Noble only won once, and that was the last.
Ross is amazing.
He's a genius.
Ross's final Sandman performance was amazing. I mean, look, there were probably, I was just hoping in this final episode they would show a little bit of a different side to me, because obviously there is one. But whatever it is, what it is, I really enjoyed it. Ross and Shayna killed it. They totally deserved it.
Now, Martha, when you guys all crack on in the boardroom, you and Shayna were there a lot, and you'd often have little fights and you'd say things about each other, and then you'd hug as you walked out. Can I ask how much of that is just the theatre, and how much are you really annoyed? And did people make comments in that boardroom that you've hung on to?
Okay, the boardrooms film for hours. It's not just 20 minutes in there. It's hours. And then we are sitting in the boardroom. And then, you know, if everyone's just being civil and nice and diplomatic in the boardroom, obviously, you know, we have to have a break and we're separated. And, you know, we get kind of fired up about what's going on, and we come back and we go again. And it's hours and hours of sitting in that boardroom. But we're all friends. We're all adults. We know how much we care about each other. Like, we've just gone on this crazy journey together. So we know what's expected of us, what we need to do. We do it, we leave, we're still friends.
Still friends with all of them?
Yeah.
Even Anthony Kalea?
I mean, look, Anthony has unfollowed me on Instagram. I don't think that means that we're not friends, though. Like, I'm sure if I saw him, we'll still say hello and be friendly to each other.
The unfollow. Wow.
Oh, I mean, I know. He probably just doesn't want to hear my shit on Instagram. I don't blame him.
Hey, speaking of little people, Lord Sugar, what did you think of him?
Oh, he was interesting. He was a colourful character.
He called you Donald Trump last night.
Oh, he did too. I don't know what that meant. I think he's got a weird obsession with Donald Trump, so I'll take it as a compliment.
I think he liked you, Martha. See, the thing is, and having not really seen you much on Maths, this was my introduction to you, and I thought you were fantastic because I'd have you run my business.
Yeah, I thought she was great.
You really,
I don't have a business, but that's okay.
No,
Martha was brilliant,
and I think he respected that in you. And you do tell people like it is, but you're not mean, and I think that's your appeal because you're not a bad person.
But I'm very dry and sarcastic. I hope it comes across that way, and I hope people don't really think that I've got this overly inflated opinion of myself. I'm actually got major insecurities like the rest of the world, but it's just my humour.
Watching you on Maths to watching you on Celebrity Apprentice is two different. It's totally different. You're a very smart, switched on. You're an operator. You're a good businesswoman.
Oh, thanks, guys.
But the thing that I watch Big Brother as well. I watch both shows. I flick. Your mum was on Big Brother.
What?
What was happening there? You're going to watch. What were you watching?
I know. We were watching Big Brother first, and then Celebrity Apprentice came on, and obviously the anxiety of watching yourself on TV. I couldn't. I had to watch myself live because I had to know all the dumb things I had done 10 months ago and relive them.
And your mum's a doll. She's brilliant.
I know. Mary's amazing. The hardest part of filming for me was I couldn't call her and I couldn't speak to her because I'm still attached by the umbilical cord to my mum. So I couldn't call her every 5 minutes and be like, "Mum, Mum, what can I do?" Lucky I had Shayna because I was harassing Shayna.
Do you know what's funny about that? Because you did say, I remember you saying a few times through the series, I wish my mum was here. And I felt like going, she's just over on the other network, like at the moment, live on air. Martha, you did great. We can't wait for tonight. And they're two friends of ours, Shayna and Ross. So we'll all be watching this 7:30, Channel 9. Good luck with everything,
I can't
Martha.
Wait. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.